Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Standing on My Soapbox, the daily rant and radio show. We talk about all of the good, bad, and the ugly of current events. Join your host, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley. You, our listeners, are invited to call in and stand on our soapbox with us. Call 347-989-0126 between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. That's 347-989-0126. Now, here are your host and creator, Scott Fullerton, and co-host, Craig Hurley.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Standing on My Soapbox. I am your host, Scott Fullerton. In just a couple of seconds, I'll be joined by my co-host, actor and writer, Mr. Craig Hurley. It is Thursday, July 25th, 2019. Thanks for tuning in. We are your Monday through Friday call-in show. We talk about today's news, politics, and pop culture stories of the day. You're invited to call in and give us your opinion if you like. 347-989-0126. Again, that's 347-989-0126. Give us a call. So let's go ahead and stand up on my soapbox and start talking. Craig, how we doing, buddy?
Good. Chilling like Bob Dylan. What are you doing, man?
Nice. I like it. What's happening over there?
It's raining. We actually got rain.
Yeah, more rain.
Yep. Raining.
Uh-huh. Well,
yeah,
I,
no,
it's
dude, there's, you know, I know you got a couple
day
of
here
couple
in
of days
Northeast Ohio.
There.
I decided to go home for a drive, so we drove up to beautiful Lake Erie that you can check out on my social media. And beautiful 81 degrees, sunshine, no humidity here. Drove up to Lake Erie and then we went out to dinner at our favorite restaurant in Pennsylvania. And now we just finished driving through Amish country here in Pennsylvania where Mom is driving and I'm driving Miss Daisy in the back seat here.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice little way to end the day.
I'm with the creaky door again.
I swear it sounds like you're hurting a small child every time that thing goes.
No, I am not hurting a small child.
That, I mean, you can put
creaky
some bully people out of work with that sound, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about using it in whatever I'm editing coming up here. So I don't know where I have a creaky door sound that I need to use.
Well, as I said, I've been driving all day, so I haven't had much access to news. So I'm going to rely on you for some things. I did pull up a couple things on here, but we can start out by we were on resignation watch for the last 24 hours to see what's going to happen in Puerto Rico. And I guess finally at midnight last night after they started new protests, because yesterday at 5 o'clock he was supposed to officially resign and did not. So at midnight,
correct,
they took to the streets again last night, and around 12:30, posted a Facebook post saying, "See you later, I'm out of here August 2nd.
Okay, so he is leaving August 2nd. That's like next week. Why isn't he leaving now?
Well, he says it's for an orderly transition, which makes a little bit of sense,
okay,
because from what I understand is his Secretary of State was also part of this scandal, so that person's been booted, so there's no natural successor. So they're going to the third line, which is like the secretary or the parliamentarian, which would be like our Speaker of the House here. And she's now becoming governor of Puerto Rico. I think her name is Vera something. So I don't see a big problem with it, with a little bit of transition, because I'm sure this girl was not ready to take over. But she's going to be a heck of a lot better than what we have now.
I don't know. We don't know, because we don't know any of these people really. So we don't have a clue what they're actually going to be representing once they're in office.
Exactly. I don't know.
If it's still part
of secretary
to
something
or other, all of the crap that's going on.
So I don't know what exactly it is. He is now the head honcho as of August 2nd in Puerto Rico. So it'll be interesting to see how this transition goes.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see if the people of Puerto Rico continue to protest.
Well, they talked to a lot of
really
people today.
Just be out.
Pieces I heard this morning. And it sounds like most of them are happy just to have him gone. So I think until this person does something really bad, I just don't think she has a record yet for them to like her or dislike her. But I'm sure that can happen relatively quickly.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Maybe she'll be able to get some help for her people from Maria.
Right. So we'll see what happens. August 2nd is going to be the big transition day, but the protests won. Like I said, those were huge protests. They shut down the entire main capital there. So it was a good job on the people of Puerto Rico for not putting up with that. I like people that are not anti-women and homophobic, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. I'm glad to see that he's resigning and that he's not going to stay in office when he shouldn't stay there.
Right.
I'd like to see that happen in the United States.
Other small things I saw today in what the F is happening in our administration, it looks like Attorney Bill Barr is going to turn over 21 years of no death penalty and reinstate the death penalty.
Where? In federal court.
Yep, federal court did away with the death penalty 21 years ago, and I don't know what the reasoning behind it is, but they are deciding after 21 years that William Barr wants to reinstate. He said it's not fair to the families who have people on death row, and I guess they have the first five people scheduled for December and January, and then they'll be doing more people after that.
Merry Christmas.
So, who knows?
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Exactly right. Merry Christmas indeed.
Dude, that's freaking rude. That's freaking rude. This current administration.
Well, we'll see what happened. I mean, we just thought, as we talked about yesterday, there was one of the judges that decided to let him go away with his new rule that we talked about last week about being able to send migrant or immigrants back without any court appearance if they went anywhere in the United States for 2 years. That was held up in one court of appeal, but a court in San Francisco last night stopped it. So that is on stop again, finally. So it's going to take all these little courts of appeals to kind of work this through, but that's the trouble. He's been appointing over 171 justices so far, so who knows how long this is going to keep up.
Wow.
Actually, the tide is not going to go our way.
The carnival, the circus. I don't know why we keep going back to the circus. You know, we know these people are clowns. And it's tough to avoid them because they just keep jumping up and doing stupid shit. So, you know, it's really tough to avoid these people. And
that proverbial clown car, you get a couple of them out, you think you're done, and they keep coming out of the clown car.
No, they just keep coming out. There's like 18, 19 more of them. Yeah, out of that little Herbie. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little nuts. But we have to deal with it, and we have to talk about them. So, you watching Handmaid's Tale yet?
No, I haven't. I told you I probably won't, but I'll watch a little clip of it. But it's not my bag. I don't want to get to probably why.
Yeah.
What's going on with it?
It is, because politically they're making all sorts of moves in the United States, and they're very similar to what has happened on this show. So, and it's a very slippery slope to getting back to, you know, where we were in the 1600s. So all that progressiveness for forever, and I'm talking about humans being progressive and moving forward instead of back, Democrat progressive, you know, all of that has happened over the past couple hundred years. So, and we're, you know, still fighting that fight. And it seems a little insane and ludicrous that we have to continue to fight this same fight with these same type of people when they're the clowns and we're not. Speaking of clowns, that dude stood in front of a presidential seal that had somebody had altered it that had Russia's flag on it, and it had PGA, it had golf. It had golfing stuff. I don't know what the PGA tournament thing is.
Yeah, it had a two-headed bald eagle carrying golf clubs.
Oh, and he stood in front of it so proudly.
That's the one we were talking about the other day, where he's going in front of all these 15 to 18 year old kids. Remember that Young Conservatives Club? So I'm glad to see someone in that group had a sense of humor and knows who this guy really is.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Well, and they got away with it. Like, it was up there for a minute.
Right. No, it was with the entire time he was there. I guess they fired the kid today, but good on him for getting through with it.
They fired him? How do you fire somebody for putting that up?
Oh, from whatever that club was.
It was a teacher?
Whatever the club was called I told you about. No, that Young Republicans Club that sponsored this event, he was the media guy in charge of it, and so they fired him. But that's a good way to go, man.
Yeah. It is. That's like, and then get fired. That's cool. That is a good way to go.
I'm just glad no one noticed it at all. Like I said, it had a Russian flag, it had a two-headed eagle, and the eagle was carrying golf clubs. That's amazing.
Golf clubs. Oh, I just hope other people are laughing just as hard as I am at this, dude. It's hard to laugh, man. So, especially with all the crap they're pulling. Hard to laugh.
Exactly. I mean, it's just not one thing or another. Then what's sad, I mean, in face of all this stuff happening with the border, since we're in day 429, day of emergency or whatever, that turns out we have 18 Marines at a Camp Pendleton that have been rounded up and are being charged with drug trafficking and human trafficking across the border.
Were they bringing immigrants across the border so that they could live a better life? Were they helping people? Because then it seems like they're on the correct side of this, and they shouldn't actually be charged. I don't know about the drug trafficking. Like I said, Mexico's drugs suck. So nobody ever wants to smoke Mexican weed. It's all dirt weed. So, it doesn't have anything that's like as powerful as what we have now, and we've gone through science on it. So, nobody – and the majority of the cocaine comes through Florida. It doesn't come through Mexico. So what drug trafficking? And as far as human trafficking – and the verbiage is really important on all this shit. Are they helping these individuals to get across? Because – then I don't know how much human trafficking that actually is, because there's a rebellious area that we're going to be when it comes to civil rights and it comes to human rights.
Right,
and
but unfortunately, they're part of the U.S. government. They're U.S. Marines and the NCIS
But if they're helping them, then it's not really human trafficking. If they're causing them to live lives that are crap, then absolutely, then it's human trafficking, and just like sex trafficking, it's the same shit. But if they're actually helping, then they're actually like an underground railroad. So they shouldn't actually be prosecuted, but they're going to be because they're a part of the U.S. military. So, it's that there's a lot of that in Handmaid's Tale too, dude. A lot of stuff of underground railroad. And it's same type of shit right now with, same type of shit that we're dealing with our immigrants. So there's an underground railroad. We call them coyotes. And normally they're jerks. Normally they're not cool. And normally they don't care about the people that they are bringing across. So, because they're paid to do it. So normally they don't give a shit. But if it's military personnel that are actually trying to help people, well, that's what they're actually supposed to do. We're supposed to be that way. We're supposed to be inviting and accepting, and especially if they're seeking asylum. If they're coming from a place that is already just war-torn as hell and they're completely oppressed and they're trying to have a better life, well, this is what the United States is about. At least I thought. I've lived here for 50 years. So 51, because I was born here. Champaign, Illinois, right smack dab in the middle of this puppy. So, you know, I've got a decent viewpoint on the whole thing. And I could have sworn when I was being raised and when I was growing up, and while I'm living here my whole life, that this is supposed to be an inviting place. We're supposed to be free here. So we're supposed to accept those people and try to help them.
We would hope, but I mean, I'm not in agreement that we need to break our own laws for other people breaking laws. We just need to fix the laws.
We need to fix the laws, exactly. All those laws were meant to be rewritten. Everything's meant to, every law has got, I mean, you know, of course there's some that are absolutely like, you know, positively like murder and, you know, stuff like that. Like, you know, those are definites. But all the other laws are all meant to be shaped. That's, you know, we put them out there in the first place so that we can have some type of order, so that we can tell people, you know, this is kind of the way that we'd all like to live. And in order to live
right.
in cohesively or with each other, we kind of have to abide by those. And, you know, there's just the basics. But if somebody's running from some shit and it's horrific shit, you got to help them. Because we're not that horrific here yet.
I hear you, man. What else do you got?
Wow. I don't know. I had no notes. I'm trying to think of some pop culture stuff. I talked about Shanna Doherty yesterday. We talked about that stuff yesterday. Dude, seriously, I have like no notes. Anybody want to call 347-989-0126 so we can talk about whatever you want to talk about? That'd be great.
Good idea. Let's see if I can put a song on here real quick. One second. I'll have to get to a song here in a second.
That's all right. There's a serious insect invasion going on in the United States. I talked a little bit about it before, and it does have to do with climate change, and it also has to do with the amount of rain that we had. And the earthquakes also don't help, because what earthquakes do is they stir up all sorts of dust and all sorts of viruses and all sorts of germs and eggs that have been lying dormant for, I don't know how long, it could be 100 years, so 200 years, and eggs of insects. And so we've had too much of the flooding and too much of the stagnant water left behind, and that produces all those eggs. It gives them an opportunity
right.
to thrive and hatch. And then, like I said, back to the earthquakes, it stirs up a bunch of shit and throws it into the air. We've had did you see the mayfly thing in Iowa? Oh, my God. The mayflies, they're like big grasshoppers. They're like almost like a dragonfly type size, and millions of them, dude, billions of them. I don't even know how many. I mean, you can't count them. It looked like it was snowing mayflies, and dude, people had to walk outside in like in motorcycle helmets and stuff, because you're just getting covered in this. And same things happening out here, out in the south and southwest. There's an immense amount of grasshoppers, an immense amount of spiders, and an immense amount of scorpions. So not fun, you know. These
no, that wouldn't be. You know how I am on bugs.
It's not fun. And you'd think with an immense amount of spiders and scorpions that there wouldn't be an immense amount of grasshoppers, but there are a shit ton of grasshoppers. They're all evasive species that I'm describing, and there's a lot of them all over the United States. So get prepared for those swarms of locusts and cicadas and all that, spiders, mosquitoes. It's all good.
Yep. No, I hear you. I wouldn't like that at all. I mean, it's like we talked about in New Orleans when they had all those mosquitoes swarm through in the billions.
Uh-huh.
That was horrible.
Yep. And didn't that just happen like 2 weeks ago?
It was about a month and a half ago, but it just covered every car
about
that goes
a month
through
and a half.
Them. Yeah, but
yeah.
It was just crazy.
Yeah, absolutely covered every single car. And that's what these swarms are doing. be it like I just said, grasshoppers or spiders or scorpions or mosquitoes or mayflies or whatever it is. And, you know, that's what these swarms are doing. They're absolutely inundating areas and just messing shit up.
Something happened with Cosby today too. I think Cosby's getting all upset.
Oh yeah, no, he got sued by, I don't know her name, the woman that he that was like one of his first, yeah, his first one of his first accusers.
Janice Dickinson.
He lost. Yeah, he lost that lawsuit. He owes her an undisclosed amount of money. I haven't read how much, but when it's undisclosed, wow, that's a lot. So, he owes her a lot of money, and, I'm sure, you know, his wife isn't too happy about that. Cause that's all of her money.
Well, it's not even him that's paying it out. It's the thing. It's the insurance company. That's what he's kind of complaining about. In prison, while he's in prison, the insurance company is paying out all these settlements. This is their third payment to one of the girls, and so it just makes him look guilty as hell, which he is. But he's saying he's still trying to protest his innocence, so he's mad at the insurance company for paying it out. He's not costing him a dime, which is a sad thing.
Dude, I was just watching Jerry Seinfeld's Celebrities in Cars and Drinking Coffee.
Right.
It's number one. It's really funny. It's really, really funny.
Love it.
And they swear and they, you know, they do all sorts of stuff. And it's just really funny. And Comedians in Cars. Right. And he had Eddie Murphy on. And just getting an interview with Eddie Murphy is impossible. So he doesn't do them. And, you know, it was like what Barbara Walters was like the last thing that he did. And that was 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Cause Eddie Murphy just signed a deal. And we talked about this before, but Eddie Murphy just signed a deal with Netflix, I believe, to do, three stand-up concerts. And I can't wait. I absolutely can't wait. Cause I miss the old Eddie Murphy. I miss the delirious Eddie Murphy. I miss the raw Eddie Murphy. And I just thought that at that time in his career, that's when he was really Eddie. You know, that's when he was really the comedian that we all, you know, were falling in love with. And then he supposedly had a conversation with Bill Cosby, because Bill Cosby called him when he was doing Raw or Delirious. I'm not sure which. And he actually talks about this on the Jerry Seinfeld show, and how Bill Cosby called him and I can't do a good Bill Cosby impersonation, so I'm not going to try. And he said, you know, you can't be saying the stuff that you're saying on stage, and you have to pay attention, you know, to the kids, and you got to pay attention to women, and you can't be that way. And so, he went and did all the Dr. Doolittle stuff. He went and did all the things that, you know, all the family oriented, the Shreks and all that stuff, and had a really, really sweet career in that. So yeah, Bill Cosby was kind of correct on that, but in the same token, and he's saying that, on the Jerry Seinfeld show, that he misses it. And that he's not that way, you know, that he's more the delirious stuff and he's more the raw. That's how he's actually lived the majority of his life. And that, you know, he has to get up back on stage before he gets to do those concerts to try out his new material, because he's not sure if it's going to work or not. And so
wouldn't that be amazing to be at the improv or someplace in LA when you come to try that stuff out?
Yeah, he just pops in. He just pops in and does a 5-minute set, and then pops out.
That'd
be
amazing.
Yeah, that would be really, really cool. And that is what is going to be happening currently. Because I don't know when he's supposed to do those concerts, but they're coming up. It's soon. It's shortly. So
they're just finishing ink in the deal, so it's going to be a little bit. So he has some time to get out there and practice a bit, but it's going to be amazing. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I didn't know that episode was already out yet, because I knew that he had filmed it.
Yeah, I saw it, and it was really funny. Really, really funny. And it's kind of, because of the way the show goes, they do them in like 15-minute increments. And so
right.
you kind of go to another, to the next show. But they also will stop driving the car, whatever car they're in, and then they will stop into a coffee shop. So they get to sit. And in Eddie's case, they look like I know him. And in Eddie Murphy's case, they, I'm on first name basis with Eddie Murphy now. I'm actually zero degrees of separation from him. I know people that know him, but I've never actually met Eddie Murphy. They stopped at comedy clubs. Like, they stopped at the Improv, you just mentioned it, and they stopped at the Comedy Store. And there was something, there's another comedy club that they stopped at. And instead of
Laugh Factory, probably
the only
third biggest one there.
It may have been the Laugh Factory, yeah. Yeah, Laugh Factory is where I saw Jim Carrey in 1980, whatever the hell. That was like 1987 or 88. It was right before Jim Carrey came out as Jim Carrey. You know, it's right before he really blew up. And I saw him at the Laugh Factory on Sunset. And, dude, it was a very, very interesting show. He wasn't, like, funny. He wasn't like overly funny. He made some funny faces but his jokes didn't really land. And it was more of the contortionist stuff that he is. Because I saw him.
Yeah,
because
he's pretty much started out with sketch comedy and just using his face to do work with the sketches on that Mad TV. So was he on? He was on Damon Wayans.
It was on
right?
In Living Color.
Yeah,
he was
right,
on In Living Color.
That's
yeah.
right.
And this is
but
right
it was
before
sketch comedy
that.
Started
is,
out with, right?
Yeah, this is right before that, and he put himself into he wrapped himself up. He put his legs over his head, and then he put his arms, his legs, and he was in this little tiny ball. And he put himself, backed himself into a 2-foot by 2-foot plexiglass box, and then closed the box with his teeth. And dude, it was absolutely one of the funniest, weirdest things I'd ever seen anybody do. And because he was walking around on his fingertips for a minute around the stage.
Is he tall in person?
Yeah. He seemed like over 6 foot. He seemed like it
really?
Would be impossible for this dude to put himself into a foot by plexiglass box. So, yeah,
wow.
he seemed pretty tall to me when I saw him. He seemed like 6 foot. So.
Nice. Very cool. That sounds. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I didn't know it was on yet. I think that's on Netflix.
Sorry.
Isn't that Joe's Netflix or is that a Hulu? I forget.
Show.
Yeah, the comedians driving in cars getting coffee. Where's that on?
Oh no, I don't know where I watched it on.
Either Netflix or Hulu. I knew it's one of those streams.
What I'm saying is, yeah, it's not either Netflix or Hulu. Netflix. They seem to
nice.
Be
well, I didn't know that was on.
They seem to be dominating.
We talked about that earlier in the week, so I was looking forward to it, but I didn't know that was playing. So I'll have something to enjoy this weekend.
Yeah, and then Ricky Gervais was on a show after that, and then who else did I see? Oh, Matthew Broderick, and not like Matthew's really a comedian, but he's a comedic actor, but not necessarily a comedian. And that was kind of an awkward show. But they are like best friends, Jerry Seinfeld and Matthew Broderick, like best friends. So
okay, yeah, because that is kind of a weird mix because he's.
Yeah.
He does dramas, movies and stuff. So, but he's not a stand-up. That's for
right.
sure.
Hmm. No, Matthew is not a stand-up comedian, but he is a comedic actor. You know, Ferris Bueller and
sure.
he did all
sure.
sorts of plays, Biloxi Blues, and all these Neil Diamond plays. So, yeah, on Broadway. So he's definitely got some timing, and he's definitely funny. But where you're not, he's not a comedian. So it was that's where that interview gets a little rough. You know, their conversations get a little rough because some of the things that Matthew was saying go over people's heads, just go way over people's heads.
And that seems like Matthew,
just because it's so smart, and it's smart and witty comedy as opposed to you know just being funny. So just saying shit that.
Hey, I actually made it home. Mom made it without crashing. I was scared for just a couple minutes there.
What happened?
Don't hit the garage door, Mother. Oh, my goodness. We just got crashed in our garage.
She made it all the way and then hit the garage.
Exactly. Make it all the way home and then hit the freaking garage. All right. Well, talk to
hey,
five
you
minutes
just
while
swore,
I go downstairs
dude.
And get my computer on here. I got to get myself all set up for a break. But what do you want to talk about for 5 minutes here? So I can get set up.
You want to throw on a song?
I can't. The computer's not working on my phone. That's why I'm glad I'm home.
All right. Well, I'll figure out some type of rant. I'd appreciate it.
All right. Rant on something. Give me 3 minutes here.
347.
I'm running downstairs to the studio.
989-0126. Oh, wow. I'm tripping over dogs. I don't know. Talk about the weather. It seems to be a specialty of mine. We have a low pressure system that's currently in Nevada that's pushing across, or it's actually in Colorado. It's pushing across. And you guys, you in Ohio and in the Midwest, you'll be getting hit by some stuff unless it breaks up a little bit, which it might, because we've got a bunch of dry air that's all over that's coming from the Arctic that's just coming down from Toronto. It's coming down from Canada. And that is causing not enough unstable air to have major storms. But you guys are going to get hit by something. They just got hit in outside of Nebraska and Wyoming. And then, like I said, down here in Nevada, we just got hit with some rain, too. There's also two major hurricanes that are forming. The one is forming off of Florida. And I'm not sure if it's actually going to become a hurricane, but it's definitely a tropical depression and a tropical storm that is going to be hitting the East Coast. And then there's another one that's forming out in the Pacific Ocean. It's right next to Mexico right now, and it's heading out towards Hawaii again, just like the last one, just like Barbara did. And although Barbara didn't really make that big of a impact out in Hawaii, from what I understand, they did have rain and they had some mudslides and stuff, but it wasn't as major of an impact as they've had before with other hurricanes. And I don't know what they're going to do either.
All right, well, let's take a quick
break.
I made it to the studio. I am in studio.
Cut me off.
Yay.
Cut me off. You're boring talking about the frickin' weather, Craig.
Exactly.
Boring. Just cut me off.
I'm saving our guest. The little David Hernandez coat of armor. Guys, you're listening to the Left of Straight radio station. This is Standing on My Soapbox. Give us a call, 347-989-0126. We're taking calls for the next 25 minutes. We'll be back on the other side of the song.
I'll be a shield, I'll be a shield, I'll be a crossed a thousand miles. It'll always see you through these trials, no matter where they take you. I'll go. That place is haunting you. Count on me to see it through. Whoa. And I'll be a shield.
We are back. That was David Hernandez with Coat of Armor. Guys, you have about 20 minutes to give us a call, 347-989-0126. Thanks for putting up with that earlier as I was making my way home from beautiful Lake Erie today. Give us a call. So what's on your mind, 347-989-0126. Now, you were talking about the weather before I rudely interrupted you. I did see two stories on that earlier. Europe had its hottest July day ever yesterday in the UK.
Yep.
And the record heat in Alaska is sending glacial melting into overdrive. So, yeah.
Yep.
A little warm. Little warm.
Yeah, it's a little warm. It's a little warm. Yeah, a while back, 2010, Indonesia had that earthquake. And it was the earthquake that caused, it was like December. Wasn't December, wasn't it, like Christmas? People were celebrating in like Taiwan and stuff like that, and they got completely inundated with tidal waves. And when that earthquake happened, I only heard it one time. I only heard one scientist say this, and I've never heard anybody say it again, and that our planet in that earthquake, the planet Earth that we live on, shifted on its axis that it flies through space on, and it shifted from 23 degrees to 17 degrees, which that shift would completely expose the North Pole or the Arctic. We would completely expose it to sunlight, where in the past it hasn't been completely exposed. And at least in the past 200 years, it hasn't been. And that's why we had a permanent ice cap. We no longer have a permanent ice cap there. And I like I said, I've never heard any other scientists say it. I only heard it one time, and I can't even tell you who said it. And it just I'm like, I don't know how to say it. Blows my mind. It doesn't blow my mind. It's just that person was correct, and we have had an awful lot of catastrophes up there. I mean, I don't know what else to call it when our entire ice pack melts, or at least like you just said, it's up to like 40% is gone. So, you know, I'm trying to figure out where I was at actually, dude, with this, because the
glaciers melting faster than normal was our
totally
main
had a
topic.
Brain fart just now for some reason. Yeah. Oh yeah. The glaciers just melting really fast. And now that's my point, is that we're currently experiencing it, and we can't avoid not experiencing that when we're having record high temperatures in places like Alaska. So, you know, where it doesn't ever get warm there, at least not in our documented history. So, you know, it's be a really good thing for us to all pay attention to. And hopefully there's something we can continue to do about it. But like, if our planet shifted, you know, there's nothing we can really do about that except for adapt to what's about to come or what's coming. And be prepared. I mean, isn't that Cub Scout motto? Be prepared. So,
well, that's
you know,
what that 12 years is all about. We still, the scientists still believe we have 12 years to stop screwing up what we're screwing up.
To try to.
And
right,
it
to
should
try to
come
help
back
it.
To itself. But, I mean, it's not what the people are trash talking, saying that in 12 years the planet's going to die. That's not what anyone's saying at all. They're saying there's about 12 years left to reverse the carbon emissions and to lower it to a acceptable level so it doesn't keep enveloping the Earth. So we still have a
right.
chance of turning it around. But
it's
not a long, long window. It's a very short window, actually.
No.
So.
No, they're actually saying now that 2050, the planet might not be inhabitable. So that's the newest that I've been reading. Just because it might just be too warm, and we, you know, we're not going to be able to grow crops. We're not going to be able to actually. It'll be like what's the planet that Luke Skywalker lived on in Star Wars, where it's this desert planet, and you know we're living underground, that type of stuff, because there ain't no way.
Yeah, I don't see
we're
it happening
out
that
there and
quick.
Finding
but
another
it's
planet.
Definitely going to. I mean, that we're talking. We're going up half a degree a year at the most. So in 30 years, that's 15
right.
degrees higher. We can deal with 15 degrees hotter temperature. But so I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't know so
quick.
Much, dude.
But,
I don't know if we can deal with 15 degrees hotter. Because along with that comes the carbons. So the carbon will increase as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right along with that heat. So we're not going to have very good oxygen level. So I don't know how we're going to survive this unless we actually start cleaning this place up and being responsible
right.
for even our own surroundings. You know, just you find a plastic bottle on the ground that some other asshole threw down on the ground, pick it up. So that's not going into our oceans, so that it'll actually maybe make it into a landfill and won't continue to screw things up. Or it might get recycled. Hey. There's an option. So, you know,
there
are things that we can do just around our own neighborhoods. Clean up our own space. Take your garbage out to the curb. Make sure it freaking goes to the right place. And sort your own garbage. That's the other thing. There's this thing called wish recycling that people wish that things could be recycled, and they just throw it into the recycling bin. Styrofoam cannot be recycled. So don't throw it into the freaking recycling bin, because then somebody right. else has to filter through that stuff. And also, anything that has food on it, a pizza box, cannot be recycled. That food needs to be cleared off first. And I don't know why they don't just hire somebody to clean off the stuff that comes in. But, you know, I mean, that would be an easy way to do it and provide jobs. But they cannot recycle things that have food products on them. So if you got a bottle of creamer, and, you know, wash it out before you put it into the recycling bin so that it's clean, so that it can actually be recycled. It's not wish cycling or wish recycling here. You know, we can't wish that something can be recycled when it can't. So we really need to pay attention to that on an individual basis. And I know it's difficult. People are just trying to survive.
All right, moving on. Looks like Jeffrey Epstein has been injured in his jail cell. They cannot tell yet whether it was self-inflicted or not. He has been put on a suicide watch. There's marks on his neck. And they're not saying they're thinking he's trying to get out of the current jail he's held at.
We have people that listen to us, to this podcast, that are in jail, and they know how we feel. So, you know, he's a sex trafficker, dude. That's what he's being accused of. That's what he was accused of before. I know some people in prisons, and they don't like that. They don't like that. So, I don't put it past anybody.
One of the things that's looked down upon in prison population are people that hurt children.
Yeah.
That's been a longstanding fact of life.
You know, and it's not really fair. I mean, even though Epstein's a douchebag, it's not really fair to be like, okay, we're giving you a prison sentence, and on top of it, you're going to get the shit kicked out of you. You know, it's not really fair. But you know what he did, is that really fair? So, you know, people look at it in
different
ways. Like
I said, it could be a self-inflicted thing to get some sympathy and to get moved out of where he's at. So who really knows at this point, but they just found him, and they're seeing to him now. So that was in the news. I thought that was a little interesting. We've been talking about petitions lately and Facebook things about trying to storm Area 51 and storm Loch Ness Monster. Here's a petition I kind of like, and I think
storm
is actually
Loch Ness.
Pretty smart. They have 59,980 signatures so far on a petition to move Halloween to the last Saturday of October. I think that's smart.
Why?
Because Halloween is always, I mean, five times out of
it falls
seven,
on a Tuesday or,
it's on a weekday, right? So it's like where your kids have to go to school the next day. So I have no problem with it moving to Saturday. Most people have adults have Halloween parties that go pretty crazy. So they're usually the weekend before or the weekend after anyway. And I think it just make it safer for kids. So good on the people trying to do this. It's a nonprofit that's trying to make a safer, longer, stress-free celebration and move it to the last Saturday of the month. Almost 60,000 signatures so far. So let's see what happens with it.
I don't know how the pagans are going to feel about Samhain being changed to, you know, the Saturday before the actual 31st.
No, that's so true. This is a pagan holiday.
You know, that is,
it
is their holiday.
But it's nowhere near what it used to be back then anyway. So, I mean, it was never about dressing
really
up and getting candy. So we've already bastardized it so much that I don't think the pagans can find too much more. It's not changing too much more, but you're right.
I'll talk to some of my pagan friends and see how they actually feel about it. They'll probably still be celebrating on the 31st, you know, because All Saints Day is the next day. That's where the Christians jumped in, the Catholics jumped in.
I mean, it was
All Saints
a celebration
Day.
Of the summer's end. People went souling, they called it, S-O-U-L-I-N-G, where they go from door to door asking for soul cakes or food and drink in exchange for a song, dance, or prayer. So that's kind of where it got started. It's a long way from there. I don't think the general populace would have a problem changing it to the last Saturday of the month. But I thought that was interesting. And of all the things, I'm more behind that than I am storming Loch Ness. I'll give you that.
I don't know what good that's going to do, storming Loch Ness. You know, if
well, you need
that
a
dinosaur
heck of, I mean,
does still exist.
22 miles and 750 feet deep. You better have some good scuba divers involved and lots of
it's
people.
It's not trapped in the loch. If it does exist, it's not really trapped in the loch. It has areas that it can go through and get
and
out to
lived
open water.
Long, good on it, man. It's been how long?
Well,
has
if it's lived, if it's
long?
Lived this long, then it has. Well, it's probably a baby of something else that lived long as well. And it, you know, it's probably not older than like 400 years, or I'm trying to think of what they have. The oldest shark, it's something like 400 or 450 years old. And like tortoises, they live, you know, like 200, 300 years, that type of stuff. So, you know, it's probably a 400 year old or a 500 year old dinosaur. But it has places to hide, obviously. You could drain the loch and then, you know, probably find it, but it has all these underground caverns, all these places to go. It knows probably the entire planet as far as the waterways that it can go through. So, you know, it's something that should probably be just left alone. We should probably just leave it alone instead of continuing to look for it. It doesn't make any sense to continue to look for it. And we don't know. It could be one of these dinosaurs that freaking can stay underwater for, you know, years on end and not ever be seen, not ever come up.
This is true. All right. Well, let's see what else we have here. Got about 3 minutes left.
Really? That was actually a fast show.
It went very fast.
And for not having a list or any preparation, I think we, you know, that was actually pretty fast. Wow. 347-989-0126. You only got about 2 minutes.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying 347-989-0126. You only got like 2 minutes to stand on our soapbox. But yeah, were you talking about SpaceX? They just had
SpaceX did another
launch
today. They did a successful launch of their SpaceX Dragon capsule today, and they did a lot of different eclectic supplies for the space station. Among the stuff was an Adidas soccer ball, a pouch full of Nickelodeon's green slime, and 5,500 pounds of other experiments, supplies, and food for the six astronauts aboard the International Space Station.
The space station.
So it took off
nice.
Today, 6 o'clock Thursday. It just launched less than an hour ago. And it was a very successful launch. So congratulations to SpaceX.
Excellent.
And we're going to slime someone on the space station. Woohoo! I like it.
See how that works, because slime needs gravity. So we'll see.
Right.
We'll see how slime works up in space. I did want to talk about actress Samara Wiley. She played Poussey on Orange is the New Black, and she is currently, and back to Handmaid's Tale, she is currently playing Moira on Handmaid's Tale, and they have set up an organization. I don't know if I have my information right, but Orange is the New Black set up an organization based on Poussey Washington's, based on Samara Wiley's character, Poussey Washington. And it's all about immigration and immigration rights. So I think it's really interesting because she's now playing a character called Moira, who on Handmaid's Tale, who is definitely into it. When you watch it, you'll see what I'm talking about. She's one of those people that is trying to actually help new immigrants that are coming from the United States to Canada and that are escaping what is happening in the United States. So
nice.
I think it's really interesting. Yeah. that Orange Is the New Black was jumping on this for immigrants get to the United States. So I think it's really cool. And that's another little pop culture thing that I forgot to talk about. So when we were talking about pop culture.
Nice. Very cool. All right. Well, we'll finish on a positive note like we did yesterday. We'll try to do that every day if we can. But we had talked about, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, that Chobani Yogurt covered $47,000 worth of Warwick, Rhode Island student lunch debt when they were going to start serving the jelly sandwiches to kids there. Well, they did it again.
Right.
They have a Chobani plant based in Idaho, Twin Falls, Idaho. They have a large Chobani facility there, and so they decided this year they're donating $85,000 to cover all the students' debts in the school district of Twin Falls, Idaho. So they're covering all the students.
Wow.
I guess the Twin Falls school district serves about 5,600 lunches and 2,100 breakfasts every day during the school year. A lot of the kids don't have the money to pay for it. So Chobani is paying $85,000 to cover all the students' unpaid debt of the kids that couldn't afford their lunch or breakfast this year. So big way to go, guy, to Chobani Yogurt yet again for the second time. I'm impressed.
Yeah, they need to go around to those other school districts that are threatening the parents and threatening the kids if they don't pay the bill. So they need to go around to those other school districts around the country.
Every corporation could stop with their $1 trillion tax breaks they're getting and pay off $100,000 in school district's debt. That would be nice.
Yep. Yeah, and there's major corporations in every single city in the United States. So we could easily, I mean, every single town, every single city, you have someone who is a multimillionaire, who owns a corporation of some kind, who could absolutely just throw out $100,000 and cover, you know, all of the kids that are.
Exactly. Akron, Ohio is by me here in Ohio. I'm about 25 minutes from Akron, Ohio. That Goodyear company, Goodyear Tire Company, they have a little bit of money to throw around. They could help out.
Every
city has something. So anyway, good day. Went quick. Thanks, everyone. Tomorrow's our last day of the week here, Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern time. We're standing on my soapbox.
Hopefully there's some news that we can actually talk about.
Hopefully. I will be a little more organized tomorrow. I won't be out of town, so I'll be able to delve into a little more tomorrow. We're going to play out tonight a little bit of Jay Knight. This is Time of Our Lives. Guys, have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Peace.
We have no time to stand and stare. It was just June, December's here. I don't recall just where I've been. Thinking of from that gym, I wanna lay here next to you. There's nothing I would rather do right now. We had the time of our lives. Shame and sin. I wanna lay here next to you. There's nothing I would rather do. inside my mind. I've been waiting here. Gonna do. You know it's up to you. We have the time.